This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. President Trump meets with CEOs of major U.S. airlines this morning, and it's a good bet he'll get an earful about a feud between U.S. airlines and those based in the Arabian and or Persian Gulf. American carriers including Delta, American, United, claim rivals including Emirates, Etihad, and Qatar Airways are getting billions of dollars in government aid. Aid, they argue, makes it easy for them to expand their reach and undercut American carriers. Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports.
President Trump knows what's coming. The big three CEOs just raised the issue in a letter to Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. Aviation consultant Michael Boyd.
They're walking in and saying, is the playing field level? There's some significant information to say it's not.
If Gulf carriers are indeed getting $50 billion in government subsidies, as the U.S. airlines allege, they could offer similar flights at lower prices, hurting their competition. You may think you know what side Trump will take based on what he's said about favoring American companies, but you got to look at the whole picture.
The White House wants jobs, and those foreign carriers landing in America are providing jobs for the Americans.
University of Virginia professor Carola Scannone follows the airline industry. Foreign carriers buy Boeing planes, good for American manufacturing, a top Trump priority. The industry hated the Obama administration decision to allow Norwegian Air Shuttle to expand in the U.S., but earlier this week, the White House press secretary praised the deal. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.